Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System. Christus Spahn Health System is making a multi-million dollar investment in the health of Coastal Bend families with a new shoreline tower featuring state-of-the-art life-saving medical technology for a growing community. More information is available at ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord be with you. Good morning to everyone. And we gather this morning offering praise and thanks to God for all the goodness He shows to us, especially during this Lenten season that He allows us to examine our lives and prepare in a beautiful way our hearts, to rid our hearts of what does not belong and to fill them with what is of God. We welcome those of you joining us here in the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. Thank you for your presence this day. And also to those of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, as always, we pray for you, especially in this Lenten season, that each and every day is filled with the great joy of realizing that we are accompanying the Lord in this journey of 40 days so that He may help us continuously to be filled with His joy and love. And in a special way, we want to, of course, extend our prayers to a group of men who are in retreat from Our Lady of Pilar. We pray for you. Thank you for the gathering last night. It was a very blessed occasion that we shared with you. And thank you for making this time of Lent a very special one for you men and for the Lord. And last but not least, but we wish a very blessed birthday to a woman, Tomasa Sturgeon, who celebrates her 97th birthday this day. Tomasa, que Dios la bendiga siempre y que celebra con su familia el amor de Dios para siempre. My dear family, trusting God's love for us all, let us seek pardon for our sins as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, and therefore I ask Blessed Mary ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. O God, who have commanded us to listen to your beloved Son, be pleased, we pray, to nourish us inwardly by your word, that with spiritual sight made pure, we may rejoice to behold your glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from the land of your kinsfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. All the communities of the earth shall find blessing in you." Abram went as the Lord directed him. The word of the Lord.
and all his works are trustworthy.
Of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. He saved us and called us to a holy life, not according to our works, but according to his own design, and the grace bestowed on us in Christ Jesus before time began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior Christ Jesus, who destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said to Jesus in reply, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Rise and do not be afraid. And when the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. My dear friends in the risen Lord, today we have that powerful gospel passage that takes place every second Sunday of Lent, and that is the transfiguration of Jesus. And as I was looking at the gospel and the scriptures for this weekend, I looked and I thought, and the scriptures actually kind of whispered several themes to me, the main theme being discipleship, which is supported by the words in the gospel, listen to me. And I think they go together hand in glove. But let's back up a moment and let's walk with these three disciples, Peter, James, and John, as they took that long hike up the mountain. And it's true, the story today of Jesus's transfiguration begins with a seemingly benign action of hiking up a mountain. But this was no mere ordinary walk, as we well know. But I think we have to look at this particular event in the life of Jesus and in the life of the disciples. We have to look at this particular action, I think, in context. Okay, Matthew in his gospel leads up to this transfiguration by recounting a series of conversations just before this happened between Jesus and his disciples. And I think you probably remember these. First, Jesus gets his disciples together as he had sent them out. He brings them back and he gets them together and he says, Okay, well, who do people say I am out there? And of course, the answers came back, Moses or Elijah or John the Baptist. And then he asked that most important piercing question, yes, but who do you say that I am? And as we all know, Peter jumped right forward and said, You are the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. He answers correctly. And that's when Jesus said, You are a rock. On you I will build my church. But then Jesus tells them almost in the same breath that, yes, I am the Messiah, but I have to go to Jerusalem and I have to suffer and I have to die. And Peter jumps right up again. No way. Not as long as I'm here. There won't be any of that. And as we know, Jesus promptly rebukes him. But I think the coup de grace, the icing on the cake, the cherry on top of the sundae comes when Jesus tells them, Yes, but if you really want to be my disciples, you have to pick up your own cross and follow me. I'm sure you can imagine that this must have left a lot of open mouths. Jesus, yes, in fact, reveals he is the long-awaited Messiah. And at the same time, Jesus tells them that He will suffer and die, but also adds, You will too. I bet you could have heard a pin drop Okay, so that's the background that we have as they were walking up this mountain. Okay, that's the perspective we have to put it in. So let's go back to these guys climbing up the mountain with Jesus. Just think for a minute in your mind's eye what must have been going on in their minds, or even maybe some of the conversations that they were having. Maybe more than one of them kind of began second-guessing their decision to drop everything and follow this carpenter, this guy, this Jesus from Nazareth. You can almost hear the conversations back and forth. We would have probably had those same conversations. You know, if this guy is the Messiah, why would he die? It makes no sense. So again, here is the backdrop. Here is the background prior to the disciples witnessing Jesus' transfiguration. And that background that they had at that time was probably a little bit of fear, a lot of doubt, and they were probably in somewhat of a, they were in distress. And then all of a sudden they get to the top of the mountain, and what happens? Right before their eyes, Jesus is transfigured. And his face, as scripture says today, shone like the sun. It shined like the sun. And his clothes became dazzling white. Then all of a sudden there was that voice from the cloud proclaiming, "This is my beloved son. Listen to him." This was very similar to what happened when Jesus was baptized in the Jordan. But it comes right at the time when I don't think they really wanted to listen. Jesus just told them that he would suffer, but they would suffer also. But you know, when a voice comes out of a bright cloud and tells you to do something, you do it. What choice did they have? And they fell, as we heard, prostrate, and they were scared. They were fearful. All of us would have been the same way. And so at that very high point, at that very zenith of their questioning maybe their own sanity about this discipleship thing, God's voice booms out and it commands them. It commands them. The same thing happened to Abram in our first reading today. Abram was told to leave his family and go to a new land. You think he wanted to leave? Probably not. But he went, and he went according to God's direction. He left and became, as we know, the father of nations. The same voice spoke to Moses at the burning bush, and he told Moses, "Go to Egypt and free my people." Same voice spoke to Elijah on the mountain. And now God is talking to the disciples. Listen to him. But remember, Jesus had just been talking about pain and death, his and theirs. But again, the voice said, listen to him. St. Paul in the second reading encourages Timothy in the same way to bear the share of hardship for the gospel. Again, Jesus instructs his disciples in the same manner before they went up the mountain to pick up their own crosses in order to follow him, in order to become disciples. My dear friends, real discipleship, I don't have to tell you this, real discipleship is not easy. It's not easy for any of us. And Jesus told his disciples, real discipleship carries with it bearing a cross or crosses. Sometimes crosses are handed to us or thrust upon us. Crosses, many times not of our own making. Many times they're heavy. Many times we think we can't go on. But always remember, and this is key, that hardship is not suffered alone. It's suffered with Christ himself And as St. Paul says in our second reading, very powerful reading from St. Paul, with strength, we can handle this with strength that comes from God. Yes, discipleship means bearing a cross, but it also means the destruction of death and the creation of life eternal. That's our faith. That's our belief. Why? Because we're resurrection people. We don't believe in the culture of death. We believe in life, even as it exists in the mother's womb. That's life. It doesn't have anything to do with somebody's choice. That's life. Listen to him. Listen to him. It may not always be pleasant. It may not always be attractive. But I think he knows what he's doing. This is Jesus. This is the Messiah. This is the Son of God. This is the second person in the Blessed Trinity, of whom the Father said he was well pleased. And what Jesus says has ultimate authority beyond anything anyone else may babble. And you know as well as I do, in today's world, there's a lot of babbling that goes on. You know, all of our social media, our Facebook and Twitter and TV and email. Everybody chimes in on everything. But our real authority in life, who we should really be listening to, is Jesus. Yes, the Son of God will suffer. He will die. But so will his followers. But Jesus was raised from the dead to new life. We don't always want to hear those words about suffering and pain, but we must. We must, because this is part of our reality. This is part of our life, because this is truly the good news. The good news that suffering and pain and death, which all of us at one time or another in our lives fear, absolutely, all of that will be transformed. It will be transfigured into eternal life. Eternal life. You know, if you're a daily communicant and you go to daily mass or you read the daily readings, I think this past Friday's gospel really struck a chord along these same lines. And it was a gospel where Jesus was talking to his disciples and he was telling them, listen, if you don't have any more faith than those scribes or Pharisees, guys, you're not going to make it. He said, yes, in fact, we have commandments. For instance, thou shalt not kill. Yes, you can't do that. However, just being angry at your brother is just as bad. So before you bring the gift, all of us, before we bring the gift of ourselves to God's holy offer, we need to forgive and make peace with the object of our scorn. Not only will you be transformed in doing that, but so will your adversary, probably in ways you'll never know and realize. And yes, we can truly transfigure the world. We do that person to person, one person at a time to another person. But there's always a catch, right? Nothing's free. Always some kind of catch to it. It comes at a price. And the price being our own dark and sinful pride. And we all have it. And I'm numero uno. When it comes to that. But I tell you this because we're all alike. We're no different. We all suffer from our own selfish pride. My friends, it's only when we have the courage and strength to admit that we do have this that we truly become disciples of the risen Lord. So I say to you this morning, may God truly bless you during our season of Lent, and may He help you to become better disciples. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Together we profess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, in all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, rejoicing in the glory of Jesus, we place before the Father our needs.
For Pope Francis may continue to be strengthened by the glory of Jesus at work in him, we pray to the Lord. For our civic leaders, may the Holy Spirit guide them in embracing sound and moral principles and solving the issues before them. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all who are facing adversity or burden of any kind, may the glory of Jesus calm their fears and bring them peace. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our community of disciples, may the graces of this sacrament help us as we go forth from here, filled with the glory of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the Lord give members of our military courage and strength against all enemies, both spiritual and physical, and hasten their safe journey back to their homes and loved ones, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Tomasa Sturgeon, who celebrates her 97th birthday, that she be continuously blessed with God's love that surrounds her in the gift of her family, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the intentions of this Mass, for the repose of the souls of Joe Cueva, Deborah A. Garza, Dolores de Boer Tarleton, deceased members of the Hagelin family, and Mary Kofflers and Tessa Bonilla, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all of the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious, loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. May the Lord accept the sacrifice at our hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good, good of all his holy church. May the sacrifice, O Lord, we pray, cleanse us of our faults and sanctify your faithful in body and mind for the celebration of the Paschal festivities through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. And let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For after he had told the disciples of his coming death, on the holy mountain he manifested to them his glory, to show, even by the testimony of the law and the prophets, that the passion leads to the glory of the resurrection. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end, we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith. And profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Thank you.
Let us stand in prayer. As we receive these glorious mysteries, we make thanksgiving to you, O Lord, for allowing us, while still on earth, to be partakers even now of the things of heaven, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Just a few announcements. First and foremost, Religious Ed is on a break this Sunday due to spring break. They will resume next Sunday. Next Sunday, also, St. Anne's Altar Society will be having their bake sale, country store, and raffle. And also on Saturday, March the 28th, I believe this is actually a two-day conference, but they wrote March 28th, the Fullness of Truth will be in town. And I believe it's at the Most Precious Blood Church this year, not the American Bank Center. Also, the Come and See Weekend is a weekend designated for young men ages 15 and above. This is an actual opportunity for them to go and experience seminary life. This year will be led by Charles and Carlos, our other seminarian, who is on pastoral year, under the supervision of Bob Cummings, who's our vocations director. If you know any young men who are interested, perhaps, in getting away, this will be, they leave on the morning of April the 3rd, which is a Friday, and they will return on April the 5th, which is a Sunday. And they will be going over to St. Joseph's Seminary in Covington, Louisiana, where we have some of our seminarians there. So please try to encourage a young man who is perhaps contemplating discerning priesthood, and maybe they can go and be part of this wonderful experience in this live-in weekend. Praying you have a wonderful, blessed week. But before we go, I want you to turn to your neighbor and tell each other, you look good for your age. Caught you off guard, didn't I? I'll tell you what, let's try that one more time because you weren't expecting it. Turn to your neighbor and tell each other, you look good for your age. And you always will when you listen to the one who's the Lord. No matter what age we arrive at, we will always look good because he always promises to keep us young where it matters. So listen to him, follow him, and he will bless you to stay young forever. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. But you'll notice the deacons didn't turn to me and tell me that. Have a great Sunday, all of you. Turn to your neighbor, wish each other a very blessed Sunday. I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by Christus Spahn Health System, making a multi-million dollar investment in a new state-of-the-art shoreline tower. For more information on the region's most advanced medical center with skilled physicians and highly specialized services like trauma, heart, surgery, and urology all under one roof, log on to ourpathforward.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System for their continuing support of the Cathedral Sunday Mass. If you have been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.